This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Jim Nader finds music you can use to call in the dogs. But first, there are some movie projects that make you wonder, how do they ever hope to make that work? And then there's Seabiscuit. It's a great American story taken from the hugely best-selling book by Laura Hillenbrand that's been called the best horse tale since Black Beauty. The story spans the Depression and follows through to redemption. It features the young star who played Spider-Man last year, a supporting actor who won last year's Academy Award, and Jeff Bridges.
You all are here today because this is a horse who won't give up, even when life beats him by the nose. But heck, everybody loses a couple. And you either pack up and you go home or you keep fighting. Isn't that right?
Mr. Bridges plays Charles Howard, the California car salesman who takes a chance on an unlikely-looking little racehorse and surrounds him with a team of down-and-outers who find their own lives in that cunning horse. Tobey Maguire plays jockey Red Pollard. Chris Cooper is trainer Tom Smith. Gary Ross has written and directed Seabiscuit. And it's Jeff Bridges who joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here, Scott.
One of these films where you have to remind yourself this actually happened.
That's right. A true story. If it wasn't true, I think people might think, oh, that could never have happened. They're just making that up. But it's all true.
Yeah. I was inevitably reminded, maybe somebody observed this already, with you in the role of Charles Howard, this is like Tucker buys a racehorse.
That's funny. Well, both guys were very involved in the automobile industry. That's certainly true. And they were both quite the salesman.
Mm-hmm. I love the scene where you're saying, I guess, to the head of Santa Anita, trying to convince him to put on a big purse race, and he says something like, do you sell many cars this way?
Yeah, right.
And your character says, yeah, oh, hundreds of them.
Yeah, right.
Each character in this story contends with loss, and I guess as human beings we all contend with loss, but each of them has something at the center of their lives which in a sense has upended their life.
Well, you know, it's always tricky talking about a movie because I'm such a big fan of movies, and I know when I go to movies, I like to know as little as possible.
Oh, sorry.
About, no. I mean, it's tough because you want to talk around it, you know.
Yeah.
But there is a tragedy that happens in my character's life, in Charles Howard's life, that really shifts his focus from automobiles back to horses. And he really does enjoy championing the underdog. That's one of his traits that was also very appealing to me, to be able to play a guy like that.
I've been told that you carried around one of Charles Howard's wallets.
Yeah. One of the ways I prepared for the part was talking to Laura Hillenbrand, the author of the wonderful book, and she was kind enough to lend me a wallet that he carried in his pocket every day. It contained a little police courtesy card. Mm-hmm. Probably helped him get out of tickets or something. And I kept that in my pocket. That was like a little touchstone for me.
Yeah. Is it true, Mr. Bridges, you've often said to filmmakers, you really don't want me in your film?
Well, I have a terrible time making decisions. You know, not only movies, but just, you know, ordering off the menu at a restaurant. I mean, it takes me hours. You know, I keep weighing it and balancing it and all this. And sometimes, you know, especially if I like the story, but if I don't, it doesn't seem to quite fit me, I'll turn into an agent all of a sudden and try to get my friends some work. You know, say, have you thought about this guy? You know. But this one was different that way. This one was pretty much of a no-brainer. It was such an emotional, wonderful story that I went pretty quick on this one.
Mm. Can we talk about just a couple of your other roles, if that's all right?
Sure.
I'm so glad I have the opportunity to share this with you because I spent a month in Iraq a couple months ago, and our translator there, a young man named Thayer, his favorite movie is The Contender.
Ah.
And when he thinks of the President of the United States, it's your face. Yes, in mind.
Bless him. That's nice.
Well, I mean, you were among the great movie presidents.
Thank you very much.
And what appealed to you about that role?
Well, that was a wonderful script. It was just great. And Also, it was a chance to go from the dude to the president, you know, and I love to make, you know, as close to 180-degree turn from part to part as I can, and that one couldn't get much more 180 than that.
Mm. Dude in the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Is that maybe your best-known role in recent years, perhaps until now?
I think in recent years, you know, if I get stopped on the street or something, it's usually about the Big Lebowski. It's a favorite film of a lot of people. It's one of mine. I love it.
Yeah. Well, oh, my gosh, what do people say to you in the street?
They say, dude. They just call out or something like that.
Yeah. Well, wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Can you tell when you're in the middle of making a movie if it's going to work or not?
No. I've had the experience of having, you know, great times while I'm making a movie, and then you see the movie and it doesn't quite come together. And other times when it's rather difficult going and you don't, you know, feel too great about what you're doing, you see the end results and it turns out great, you know. So sometimes I'll feel, God, we're doing something really unusual and feels like it could be something really special. I remember having that feeling on the last picture show, even though I hadn't done many films before that, sitting around with the cast and saying, wow, we're making something really unusual here, aren't we?
She's not your girl anymore.
She is my girl. I don't care. We did break up.
You don't even live here.
I didn't mingle. I don't make no difference. I always live here. I'm getting her back. I'm telling you right now. She's going to marry me one of these days when I get a little bit more money.
She won't marry
you. Sure she will. We always meant to get married.
She's going off to college soon. I doubt I'll ever get to go with her again myself when she gets off. Yeah, I never saw what it could hurt to go with her this summer, though. She's never going to marry you.
She is, by God. Don't you tell me she won't.
Does it get harder as you grow older in the business to cast against type? People begin to say, that's a Jeff Bridges role.
Yeah, I've really tried to go out of my way to not develop a strong persona. I think that a lot of that comes from observing my father and seeing his frustration with his career. He had, you know, great success with a TV show in the 60s called Sea Hunt.
Yeah.
And he was played a skin diver in that show.
Mike Nelson.
Mike Nelson, absolutely.
Not that I ever saw it, right?
And he you know, would get the greatest acting compliments from people saying, thinking that he was actually a skin diver. And he got lots of skin diving scripts, you know. And he was a classically trained actor, studied, you know, Shakespeare and, you know, sang on Broadway and all kinds of things. But mm-hmm. he would get just the same kind of parts because he developed such a strong persona. Later on, I remember we were doing a movie called Blown Away, and there was a part in it for somebody to play my uncle, and I suggested to the producers, I say, you know, I know a good actor. He looks a bit like me. He's a wonderful actor. Lloyd Bridges, are you familiar with this guy? And they said to me, oh, your father, he's a great actor, but he's really more of a comedian.
Because he was doing
I said, what are you talking? Yeah. Yeah, he said, well, the airplane movie. Oh, come on, give the guy a break. So he had to come in and read for that part. But so it's kind of a double edged sword, you know. When you pull off something too well, if you do that same kind of thing too often, mm-hmm. sometimes it's harder for the audience to project the character that actor is playing onto them if they're so used to seeing him play something else. It's a little more difficult. So I mm-hmm. really try to shake up the different kinds of parts I play.
Mr. Bridges, nice talking to you.
Nice talking with you, Scott.
Speaking with us from New York, Jeff Bridges. He's one of the stars of the new motion picture, Seabiscuit.